Heavy clouds loom over the Christian Aid Ministry's headquarters in the U.S. state of Ohio. The missionary group has been operating in Haiti for decades, with a nine-month break 2 years ago following a previous spate of gang violence. The organization released the following statement: "We are seeking God's direction for a resolution, and authorities are seeking ways to help." It continues, "The group of 16 U.S. citizens and one Canadian citizen includes 5 men, 7 women, and 5 children. In the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, the news of yet another mass kidnapping comes as no surprise. Statistics indicate that more than 380 people have been abducted in the first 8 months of this year alone.
"My dear, I'm going to tell you sincerely in regard to security, we cannot talk about this. On the security point, I can say it has been zero."
There's been a massive upsurge in kidnappings since the assassination of the country's president in July this year, removing the last vestige of a functioning central government.
"The prime minister is seen as being involved in the president's assassination. And so the population of the huge lumpen proletariat of Port-au-Prince and the other cities of Haiti are basically left to their own devices. And this has allowed a space for these criminal organizations to emerge."
Haitian police say an armed criminal gang known as 400 Mawazo was responsible for the abduction. Loosely translated as 400 inexperienced men, it's said to be responsible for some 80% of the kidnappings this year. A U.S. security delegation has been in Haiti in recent days. It's briefed to consult with the Haitian National Police on ways in which the U.S. can help restore law and order. Here in D.C., the State Department has issued a terse statement saying it is aware of the situation and is continuing to monitor. At the Christian Aid Ministries in Holmes County, Ohio, nothing can be done apart from to wait and pray. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.